When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, welcome in. Happy Monday. It's the Connor Happer Show. You're on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. I'm Connor Happer alongside Josh Oddson, returning from a weekend. Josh was at the movies.
I was. I had a big old bucket of popcorn.
How many? Now, you had two trips to the movies, right? Or did you double feature this thing?
No, the Pop-Tart movie was on Netflix.
Oh, that's probably for the best.
Yeah. Yeah, don't pay money for that. If anyone asks you for money in exchange for that movie, walk away.
Okay. But you went to the Gosling movie.
The Fall Guy, yes.
Heard good things?
It's fine. It's funny. The stuff blows up. Remember summer movie? That's
yes.
What summer movies used to be.
Exactly what it needs to be.
Okay, in the 90s.
That's a good enough review for me. Yeah. I will admit that I briefly thought about it on Friday night. I was like, maybe I'll do this just to prove Josh wrong. Because
hey.
If I went to a movie, it would just be for the bit now. Last movie I saw in theaters was that movie about with Zac Efron, and he looked all crazy about the wrestlers.
The Iron Claw.
Yeah. That was, I think, Christmas. So I think I'm going to a Christmas movie every year with the family,
mm-hmm.
and then whatever happens in between happens.
You're usually good for a summer and a Christmas movie.
Yeah, except for last year when the biggest summer movie in a long time came out, and I didn't go to that either. Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, yeah, but you went to Barbie.
No.
Oh, you watched that on the Max.
Yeah, I've just seen Barbie a couple times now. I really like that movie a lot.
It's a great movie.
And, I did not go to that in theaters. But I was I spent it around tarps yet again.
Tarp man.
Yeah, the tarps follow wherever I go. Sat through an hour and a half rain delay at the K yesterday. And
I did that last year.
Yeah, at least it wasn't cold. Did buy a couple ponchos.
Okay.
It's like $7.50 a poncho.
That's not bad.
Those things were flying off the shelves. Mm-hmm. And had to waste some time, walked around the ballpark, walked through the Hall of Fame at Kauffman Stadium, and got ready to watch the Royals do battle. And Daniel Lynch was good, and they held a 2-0 lead for the majority of the game, and then lost 3-2 and 10.
Yeah. You stayed for the whole game?
I sure did.
Okay.
I sure did. And so it ended up kind of being sad yesterday, but that's okay. Then I got home and I had a problem with my house, and it's a big thing. And the thing that we call a sump pump,
Connor.
Yeah, it's supposed to make the water exit your house.
Uh huh.
And actually. Did the opposite.
Oh, no.
It didn't suck the water in, but it certainly did not make any water exit the house.
Okay.
So I returned to a very flooded sub-basement, which is nice. So I dealt with that last night. Got a little dirty. Wasn't what I was expecting on a Sunday night at about 8:30.
Mm.
But we got through it. Did okay.
That reminds me, I forgot to run the dishwasher before I left the house.
See? Everybody's got to catch up on the house stuff.
Sorry, honey. Weekend.
All right, today on the show. So Schaefer will be out for the next few weeks again as he heads back on leave for a little while as mom goes back to work, which...
That's a big deal.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. Sam is on vacation this week.
That's a
great spot for it. It's we're in the dead of it a little mm-hmm. bit right now, talking baseball a little bit more. So our regulars are out on today, but
we're gonna need a ringer.
Yeah, and that's why we got President C, Marty Cordero. I don't know if you've heard this. Number one, I mean, the Storm Chasers are in first place. That's pretty good.
Doesn't get any better than that.
And there's great things going on at the ballpark as always, but there is a huge historic Omaha event this week at Kinigaloo Field on Wednesday, where the Union Omaha, the Owls, the Boohoos, Viva Boohoos, they will take to Kinigaloo Field on the campus of UNO to host Sporting KC. That's right.
That's an MLS team.
That's an MLS team. It's the U.S. Open Cup, of course, which Omaha made a really nice run in last year. And they will be bringing Sporting Kansas City to Omaha. And we want to give you as much information as we can about that. And we'll do that at 1 o'clock with President C. That is the lineup today, powered by the Roofarees. At John Higgins Weather Guard, want to hear from you on the show, 402-951-1620. On the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline, you can call or text that number. Tweet at Happer Show, at Connor Happer, on the JTEC Construction Zone Twitter feed. Email Connor, Josh O, at 1620thezone.com. On the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, and we say good morning to our YouTube streamers. What's up, homies? No, your camera, my camera works. This hat is green. This hat is green.
But that's not a Royals color.
It looks like it's supposed to be blue, but it's green. Yeah, I found this. This was a good find yesterday for me at the Authentic store, like the Game Worn Stuff store.
Uh-huh.
Which is one of my favorite places to be because they have a whole bunch of like old spring training jerseys from guys that were like, whoa, I remember that guy. He was a minor leaguer a long, long time ago. So then they had a pile of, hats that were issued to the team but never worn. $20.
Oh, never worn. Okay.
I don't think, it's pretty new. I mean, it's brand new.
I was going to ask you, like, okay, do you know who wore
it? I don't think anybody wore it. I think it was just in the pile of extras.
Sure.
$20.
Can't get a hat for $20 nowadays.
No, you can't. Not a hat like this anyway. So no, do not adjust your monitors. This hat is indeed green. Just wanted to let you guys know that one up front. Elsewhere on the show today, by the way, you can watch us along at 1620thezone.com as well. We'll dive into a variety of different things, including our weird sporting events from over the weekend. A couple races. We're in racing season. By a snout in the Kentucky Derby and by a nose in Kansas yesterday with the NASCAR. We won't really talk about it much, but those are just things that happened.
Matt Rule was there.
I just wanted to make sure I acknowledged him. We'll catch up on our local baseball teams. Talk about the roast of Tom Brady in comedy potentially being back.
This is a big development.
It's huge. J.J. Watt wants your attention again, Josh.
Oh, I got something. This is on a tee for me.
Can't wait. You better deliver.
Can't wait.
You got to deliver. And another big thing that happened in the Metro over the weekend, this will be one of our big topics of the day, Matt Rule attacking the, Sipple wrote it as the Omaha-Lincoln divide. I think that's a... I don't know if it's a totally unfair way to put it, but I do have some thoughts on this as an Omahan. And so we will bring those your way coming up today on the show. Like I said, many ways to get in touch with the program today. We encourage you to do so. We welcome you back on a Monday. We'll recap the NBA as well. I have something potentially explosive to say about the association. I know we don't care about basketball. They don't play defense. By the way, if they did play defense, would you care? No.
No.
Of course you wouldn't. You would just say it's the NBA and they don't try.
You sounded exactly like I prefer college basketball guy.
Yeah, but even I prefer college basketball guy doesn't actually prefer college basketball. They prefer football.
And white people.
They prefer college football and then just football in general. Mm-hmm. But I know, so nobody cares about the NBA. But I do have something. It's very chit-chat showy.
Ooh.
But I have something to say about the proceedings from over the weekend involving a couple of our blackout area teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Game. So they're local. They're local teams.
Local enough.
Very local.
Local enough. Not as local as like Union Omaha, but local in the local sphere, I suppose. All right, so we'll get to that coming up next. It's about Anthony Edwards. And we'll get into Matt Rule at 11 o'clock. Like I said, want to hear from you guys. We are off and running on a Monday. Back for more next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.